Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some Atlanta United. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. And, of course, your comments are welcome. Mike, we're back to soccer.
Yeah, I just saw a tweet that Jason Longshore retweeted saying, who wants to come hang out with me tomorrow at Atlanta Marriott Marquis? And there's a picture of Kevin Kratz. Parkers, is he like working for chicks or what's going on here? Is this a meeting with fans? I'm not sure. Is he trolling? What's going on there?
Who knows what Mr. Kratz is up to, but if he says he's going to be there, I'm sure he'll be there.
Hey, man. By the way, we haven't had a chance to debrief since the All-Star game. How much fun was that? You've been in a bunch of them, but how cool was it here at Mercedes?
It was awesome. What an awesome event, an awesome experience. The city of Atlanta put on a tremendous show, Atlanta United, MLS. Everyone just did an awesome job, and it went so well. Obviously, the crowd, the atmosphere, the game itself was good. A night to remember and an event to remember, definitely.
Parkhurst joining us here on Dukes and Bell, our captain. And we've been talking about this. All right, so you guys get a nice little break. Now it's back to business. You've got, obviously, Columbus Crew coming up on Sunday. But, you know, the way that we've lost games, is it a little concerning to you that, you know, we got to finish here and find a way to finish games that we haven't been able to this season?
Yeah, it seemed like in the beginning of the season we did a really good job of shutting down games, closing games out when we had a one-goal lead. And then, you know, starting in Dallas, we let one slip away, and then a couple times since then. So we definitely watched a little bit of film this week. We want to shore up some things defensively, how to close out games properly, what we need to do, and just – making sure that we're all aware of our responsibilities no matter what formation we're in, especially when we're trying to close out a game. So, you know, we all need to be more aware mentally and physically of what's going on, especially late in games, you know, because we work too hard throughout the entire game to get ourselves these leads, and it's disappointing to have lost some points that way.
We know how the playoff game went last year. We had a great gritty effort against Columbus in their house earlier in the season. So, I mean, are they in limbo with this going to Austin thing? You think I have any effect on those guys?
I'm sure in the back of their heads mentally, it's challenging not knowing where you're going to be next year. But, I mean, there's guys on every team not knowing where they're going to be next year.
You
know, there's options on them for everybody and throughout the league. So, I don't think on game day it's affecting them. They're a very good team, and we've played them well for the most part, you know, outside of the playoff game last year. But, you know, they're a good team. They're difficult to play against. They're one of the best soccer-playing teams in the league. They keep the ball on the ground. They've got a great attack. But, you know, we do as well. So it'll be a fun one.
Michael Parkhurst, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. What do you make of Joseph Martinez this season? I mean, are you guys, when you guys walk back and the game's over, you're like, damn. I mean, what are you guys saying about it?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, we're lucky to have him on our team, that's for sure. I've never seen anything like it. You know, he's ruthless in front of goal. He's fearless. So many of his goals that he scored, even the one at the All-Star game, it's just, he doesn't care. If he's going to get a cleat in the face, then so be it. If he's going to get a broken nose for scoring a goal, so be it. He just has no fear. And him and Miguel and the guys up top just combine so well, putting him in good positions to score goals. And right now he's just not missing. And that's great for us. You know, I hope he absolutely destroys the record. And if he stays healthy and we give him good opportunities, he will do that. And awesome to be a part of and to witness it.
It's El Capitan. Michael Parkhurst with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, taking on Columbus Sunday, 4 o'clock, right here on your home of United, 92.9 The Game. Well, we had Barco in timeout. They've been throwing some different lineups out there. You like the 3-5-2. They've had Gressel in, out on the wing. It's working. How do you like the different things that Tata's coming up with?
Yeah, it's good that the team's flexible. I think you become a little bit too predictable to play against if you're tossing out the same formation, the same lineup week in, week out. Guys, we understand now, I think, for the most part, our roles and the differences between the formations and, you know, depending on the opponent, the situation during the game, it's good to be able to switch it up if we need to. So, I think everyone is well aware and willing to do that.
Parkey, talk about Eric Mometty and what he's meant since coming onto this club, because we've really liked, Mike and I really liked, I think most United fans have liked what we've seen from him, but how do you describe what he's been since getting here?
Yeah, he's been very good. He's very Carlos Carmona-like from last year.
Right.
You know, a guy that, similar to Jeff Marinovic, just does the dirty work in the midfield, runs all over the field, nothing flashy offensively, but knows how to get the ball to our playmakers, and then is another defensive mind in the midfield worrying about the counterattack. So I think he's played really well in the games that he's played. And he's definitely a guy that's helped the team and will help the team down the road.
So what is we've had obviously Brad on. What does Goose yell at you guys? Left, right. I mean, what is he screaming when he's hollering at you guys?
We try and block it out as much as I can tell you, but I think most of the time he's yelling just to make sure that he stays in the game, that he's not just thinking about what he's going to eat after the game or something like that. I'm joking, obviously, but he's important because he's telling us where guys are. He can see runs that the forwards are making usually before we can, because we've got to keep an eye on the ball. So he's always shouting at us where he wants us to be, where the danger is, just making sure that we're staying focused, especially when we're in attack. It's easy for us to kind of just sit there and watch Miguel and Joseph and Tito do their thing offensively. Mm-hmm. But if we're doing that, we're not prepared for the counterattack. So that's one of Brad's main jobs. But often I think we just turn around and tell him, you know, hey, be quiet, just get the ball off the net.
Pipe down.
Michael, it's always good to talk with you, man. Glad you guys got some rest. Looking mm-hmm. forward to seeing what goes down Sunday against Columbus Crew. And we'll talk soon, my friend. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.